Now it's time for Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
Jenny, talk to us today about what the best approach is to Cody dieback.
Well, basically, we've had about 10 years of being aware of Cody dieback and the importance of putting in a program to stop its spread. And $25 odd million dollars has been put into that program, and it clearly hasn't worked. Over the last number of weeks, the Environment Committee, I'm a member of that, we have had briefings on Cody dieback just to see where we're at, what work has been done and what they're telling us on the ground, because there's a lot of stakeholders in this. There is a lot of what we're now calling our Cody ambassadors who have really been on the ground working, and I'll just give you an example of that. In Warkworth, near where I live, we have this beautiful small Cody forest. It's currently got no Cody dieback in it, so the Cody ambassadors, who are literally since 1992, have been building platforms around the park. It's a small loop track. We've got the largest tree believed to be on the east coast, and it's about 700 or 800 years old. It's got a 7 meter diameter span. You can literally walk up to it and hug it. They've built a platform to it, but there's no barrier around it. So for this example, we have a beautiful walking track through a bush. These guys have been protecting this area for several decades. So they have now built their own walk-through cleaning stations. They decided they weren't going to wait. They were just going to get on and make sure that they do their part to ensure Cody dieback doesn't enter this small forest. And what we're seeing at the moment is, with the closure of Waitakere Ranges, a lot of the tourist operators are now looking for alternate places to bring people up to have the Cody experience. So we're seeing, you know, van loads and bus loads of people. Normally it would just be our locals that would visit this park. Now we're seeing all these people who are really coming to enjoy this experience. So these Cody ambassadors decided they had to take action and not wait to have the material supplied to them. We know this new government has a really conservation-minded minister and some very dedicated people in that, who are working in that area. And so she is going to be announcing shortly what her project plan will be for taking Cody dieback to the next stage, and really sort of like basically throwing the kitchen sink at it to ensure that we do what we can to eliminate this and stop any more of these iconic trees from dying.
A couple of things with that Warkworth story, but as you say there, do you think that there is, I suppose, the motivation and the incentive and the energy that's, say, going into, I mean, they're not really comparable, but say that's going into eradicating M. bovis, you know, do we have a country that's willing to actually throw the kitchen sink at this and get rid of Cody dieback?
What I think we need to do is that we actually need to mobilise Kiwis, because what we need is then, this is what our briefings we heard from all those who are working in this area, is that we actually need all New Zealanders to realise that this is actually a devastating, slow-moving pathogen. So it's not coming at us in a rush. It's coming out. It's a catastrophe that's unfolding slowly, and we haven't really, as a nation, embraced the fact of how bad it is and how bad it will be if we end up with our Cody forest completely annihilated. So a ground-up approach is basically what we're hearing, what's needed.
But that's the issue though, right? If you've got a slow-moving pathogen, this is not a new issue. This has been an issue that's been building for years, more than a decade. You can't sort of lay that blame on the previous government. If you're just moving visitors to the forest from one forest to another forest that's not affected, like your Warkworth example, if you've got, you know, a huge number of people now visiting there, aren't we just looking at more risk, or this, you know, that risk there is greater now because people are being diverted to there? Don't we need to actually look at people just being like, okay, leave it alone, just leave it alone?
Well, when you look at Te Kawero Amaki, they were one of the groups that presented to us, that is basically what they're saying, is that let's shut all the forests, because we know that that is the Māori solution it's what the kaitiaki want, that to stop it, we need to stop people being in there. So that is a possibility. You know, I would like to think that we've got enough research going on. There are more people working in this field on that scientific level, which are getting closer to finding not just, you know, the cleaning product that they're finding is doing something, but basically we need to find how to stop this and kill off this pathogen. So we need a multi-pronged approach. And I think, yes, over the last 10 years, there wasn't enough emphasis on how bad it could be. So this government does feel it is a catastrophe unfolding slowly, and it is actually time to look at it from a multi-layered approach and a ground-up approach.
And so in terms of, back to the Warkworth example, you say there's that successful process of people taking it into their own hands. What about areas where people don't have the resources?
Well, that's where the councils now are going to be empowered. We've got this new funding announcement, which is coming shortly in the next month or two, and also getting the new research right so that we can expand our knowledge base. So identifying options that will effectively control these plant pathogens. So basically, what we have got now, we cannot allow the forest to regress any further. And I think the message is we've got to stop dithering on dieback.
We've been speaking with Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.